First Samuel chapter 5. Take out your Bibles quickly. Let's do our biblical due diligence. First Samuel chapter 5. I'm going to illustrate this. So matter of fact, I'm going to show you. I'm wearing this because I'm going to illustrate something. Jason, come up quickly. They're used to this for all these years here. This is Jason Forte. We're going to illustrate 1 Samuel chapter 5. Jason is not your normal cup of tea. By the way, we have the same identical physique. And you laugh. And it's all a matter of perception. His shirt is extra small. Mine's is extra large. So real quick, Jason, just like our pastor, Jason is a, he served our armed forces. Like our pastor, a decorated war hero. Right after 9/11, 20 plus years ago, he went to Afghanistan, went to Iraq. He led the Alpha teams, and he took care of certain individuals that wanted to do away with our religious liberty and our Judeo-Christian value system. So he is an anointed Captain America, a real anointed Avenger. And this is what you get when you love Jesus. You're full of the Holy Spirit and you use steroids. Let's go quickly into the Word of God. Creatine, 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 creatine. Ageless male. All right, let's go. 1 Samuel chapter 5. Here's the Word of the Lord. After the Philistines captured the Ark of God, and that very phrase, it really provokes a theological conundrum. The fact that the mucho mala hombres captured the glory of God in a box. They took it from the battleground at Ebenezer to the town of Ashdod. They carried the Ark of God into the temple of Dagon and placed it beside an idol of Dagon. When the citizens of Ashdod went to see it the next morning, watch this, it's like a Netflix series right here. Dagon had fallen with his face to the ground in front of the Ark of the Lord. I sense the Lord already here. They took Dagon and put him in his place again. But the next morning, the same thing happened. Dagon had fallen face down before the Ark of the Lord. But this time, somebody shout, this time. But this time, his head and hands had broken off and were lying in the doorway. Only the trunk of his body was left intact. 1 Samuel 6:13, watch this. This is faith for divine harvest. The people of Beth Shemesh or Beit Shemesh were harvesting the harvest, wheat in the valley, when they saw the ark come back. And they were overjoyed. I want to speak to you on the subject matter, faith for the divine harvest. And the subtext is timber, it's coming down. I need you to touch the neighbor you like the most and tell them, timber, it's coming down. Touch your other neighbor, the one you barely tolerate. Say, timber, it's coming down. So let me prophesy to you that by the time you get home, by the time you get home, by the time you get home, every Dagon occupying your space. Somebody shout, timber, it's coming down. Somebody shout like you actually believe what you just said. It's coming down, it's coming down. So let me go quickly here. Point number one, if you're taking any notes, and good luck with that, here we go. When hell declares victory, watch God show up. When hell declares victory, watch God show up. After the Philistines captured the Ark of God, they took it from the battleground to the town of Ashdod. Now, y'all know this already. Let me just a quick list synopsis and review. In the Old Testament, the Ark of God, God's treasure chest, represented God's presence, power, and promise. The Ark of God served as the facilitative platform for the manifestation of the glory of God. And the glory of God, in its very own definition, is the manifest presence of God. So God, it was the glory of God in a box, whatever heaven touched, whatever the Bible described as glorious, the rod of Aaron, manna, the Ten Commandments, was in that box. Now let me give you just the backdrop here. The Philistines hated the Israelites. The Philistines would launch war against the Israelites. 10,000 men against 1,000 men, and the Philistines would be defeated. The Philistines increased exponentially the number of men, multiplied it. 100,000 men, they would come against the Israelites, and the Israelites would defeat the Philistines. The Philistines figured out the Israelites had a secret weapon. The secret weapon was not in the number of men that would fight. The secret weapon was the glory of God they carried. They discovered that the ark of God was the facilitative platform for the glory of God. Therefore, this is what they figured out. If we can capture the ark of God, if we can capture the glory of God in the box, we take away their secret weapon. Hence, they will be defeated. And they captured the ark of God. They captured it. They captured it. The Philistines believed that they took the secret weapon away. They believed they took the glory hostage. I'm going to repeat that for the hearing impaired. The Philistines believed they took the glory hostage. They really stood convinced that they took the power of God captive. They convinced themselves that they had placed a lid on the manifest presence of God. They were soon to discover you can't incarcerate the glory. I'm going to repeat that here. You can't imprison the power of God. The Lord our God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. Psalm 84:11. Through the vicarious atoning work of Jesus on the cross and the resurrection, we, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are carriers of the glory. Having chosen them, the Apostle Paul writing said he called them to come to him. Having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And giving them right standing, he gave them his glory. Romans 8:30. This is why the prince of darkness hates your guts. Why is the devil coming after your family? Hell doesn't come after you because you're black, white, yellow, or brown, Republican, Democrat, independent, charismatic, or automatic. If you are born again, hell comes against you because you carry the glory of the living God. In other words, the enemy doesn't attack you because of the foolish things you did in your past. He attacks you because of the glorious things you're about to occupy in your future. He wants to overwhelm your now because you're about to occupy the next. And right now, it looks like the enemy is winning. You go on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and if you're over 40 and you're on TikTok, repent. Whatever it may be. It looks like the Philistines of the 21st century once again capture the glory of God. It looks like it. Look around. Read the news. It looks like it. Right now, it looks like. What have I told you? This is why I came here. The very same thing that took place in Dagon's temple. It's about to take place in your family. Oh, y'all missed it. What if I tell you the same thing that took place in Dagon's temple is about to take place with your children and your children's children and your children's children's children? What if I tell you the same thing that took place in Dagon's temple is about to take place in your finances, in your career, in your calling? What if I tell you the very same thing that took place in Dagon's temple is about to take place in America and around the world this season? Four words. Somebody say four words. Repeat after me. Cuatro palabras. Watch God show up. Watch God. But we're coming out of a global pandemic. Watch God show up. But the country is more divided than ever before. There are food shortages and rumors of crazier things to come. There's a war in Ukraine. China's threatening Taiwan. The stock market, inflation. What happened to Bitcoin? My marriage is falling apart. My children are rebellious. The medical report came in. I want to make this clear. I don't think, I don't hope, I don't wish, and I don't feel. I know. Does anybody here know that God is about to show off His glory like we have never seen before? Somebody shout like you believe it and praise like you know it. High five your neighbor. Tell them, watch God show up. Tell your other neighbor, put a smile on your face. Put a smile on your face. God's about to show off His glory in your life. Watch God show up. How do we know? Prove it. Luke 1:37, the word of God never fails. Hebrews 10:23, God can be trusted to keep His promise. Watch God show up. Oh, boy. He promised. We're about to see the glory of Jesus like never before. In every aspect of our lives, we are about to see the glory of God manifest. And we're about, when the glory of God, I sense glory. When the glory of God is manifest, when the glory of God shows up and shows off, every day God has no other choice but to fall defeated. I don't know if you're ready for this. Every day gone of captivity, every day gone of addiction, every day gone of generational bondage, every day gone of alcoholism, every day gone of poverty, every day gone of bigotry, every day gone has to, will fall down. Watch God. He promised. Pastor Sam, that's not, but things are getting darker. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. Things are getting darker. Things are going to get worse. They're going to get worse. In the last days, remember the list. I remember the list. I know the list. In essence, the list, you know, in the last days, all the things that are good are going to be called bad. The things that are bad are going to be called good in the last days. Yeah, leaving our natural desires and our natural, I read the list. I get it. It basically says in the last days, everything go cuckoo. But there's also a last day promise. There's also one more last day promise. It was just released in Joel 2:28. And then Peter, full of the Holy Spirit, in the upper room in Acts 2, he stands up and he reiterates it. In the last days, God said, God did not say, God never said, I may. He never says, I can. He never says, I have the inclination. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Get ready. God's about to show off His glory. We got to pivot. Raise your right hand real quick. Let me just speak this over you. Let me just decree this prophetically over you. The next thing to fill your family will not be more drama. The next thing to fill your family will be the glory of the living God. The next thing to capture your mind will not be more negative thoughts. It will be the glory of the living God. Raise both hands now. The next thing to invade your atmosphere will not be demons and legions and principalities. It will be the holy, righteous, powerful, life-changing, harvest-producing, joy-revealing glory of Almighty God. Praise the Lord if you believe that word is for you and your family. Watch God show up. But indeed, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Numbers 14:21. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2:14. He who descended is himself. He who ascended far above the heavens so that he might fill all things. Ephesians 4:10. Oh, watch God show up. We're about to see more people saved than ever before. Dr. Winston, David, guys, this is, this. You're very studious, and that's why I love what you do. But the survey is just a couple of weeks ago, and then Fox News had one last week that 48 to 52% of all pastors today in America are considering leaving the ministry. That came out last week. Google that. Half of the pastors in America are about to call it quits. So there was a study a month and a half ago, about 6 weeks ago, that the majority of pastors in America are meeting with their boards and their executive management teams to minimize services, downsize buildings, because they are accepting the fact that in a post-COVID reality, 30% of parishioners, attendees, members, adherents will not come back to church. So they're streamlining and they're cutting down. Not in this house. Not the people in this conference. If you're here, you're not meeting to stream things down. You're meeting to say, watch God show up. If you're in this house, you're the kind of crazy people that would say, while everyone else is downsizing and getting rid, we're about to buy more property. We're about to occupy. We're about to occupy more territory. Somebody shout, watch God show. We're about to see more people saved than ever before. Now, y'all didn't hear that. We're about to see more people saved than ever before. We're about to see more healings and miracles and deliverance. We're about to see all of our prodigal sons and daughters come back home like never before. You're about to see your dream become a reality. You're about to reap the greatest harvest of your life. Yeah, I was driving over here. The Holy Spirit filled me. It's for this conference. Haven't said it before. You're about to see more contracts come your way. Y'all missed that. You are about to see more contracts come your way. Somebody shout, watch God show up. You're about to build a legacy of faith that your children and your children's children will inherit. Nothing can stop the glory of God from filling the earth. Nada podrá detener la gloria de Dios llenar la tierra. Isaiah 14:27. This is a powerful verse. Internalize it, memorize it. I, the Lord all-powerful, have made these plans, and no one can stop me now. Oh, you missed that. I, the Lord all-powerful, have made these plans, and nothing can stop me now. Everything God planned for your family cannot be stopped. Everything God planned for your church, your calling, your business, your ministry, your legacy cannot be stopped. Does anybody here serve the unstoppable God? I dare you to look at your neighbor, tell him, my God is unstoppable. Say it like you believe it. My God is unstoppable. There's not a devil in hell, a demon on earth. There's not a man or a woman that can stop what God has already. Watch God.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
When the enemies of truth, love, and grace convince themselves that they have successfully captured the glory, watch God. This is real quick, three quick points. Number two, when the prophetic stands next to the prophetic always wins. Okay, so let me show you what this really happened. Not making this up. You all, could you see this? Dagon's temple, Dagon. The Philistines capture the ark. So I Googled on my way over here, are there any Philistines left in Chicago? Where are my Philistines at? I found two of them. Come here, Philistines. How you doing?
Excellent.
You're a very well-dressed Philistine, I'm going to tell you that.
Good, thank you.
How you doing, Philistine? Now, I represent, hence the word glory, the glory of God, the ark of God in the box, right? So y'all going to carry me. You're going to carry me and put me right next to Dagon on, you see, the left-hand side. Yeah, his left-hand side, okay? You're going to carry me. Now, don't drop the glory.
Are you ready?
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Don't drop the glory.
Don't drop the glory.
My wife is waiting for me in California. Don't drop the glory.
Do not drop the glory.
So I'm just, this is, you ready? This is, okay.
Don't drop the glory.
Hashtag best day ever. Real nice, real nice. Turn this way, turn the other way. There it is. Nice, nice to the glory. Nice to the glory. Nice. Nice. Amen. Let's do it again. No, I'm kidding. Good. All right. Hey, you guys were awesome. I'm going to need you, citizens of Ashdod, to be seated somewhere around there, because I'm going to need you back in a couple minutes here. But thank you. Give it up for the best citizens of Ashdod. Read it. Just read. They took the Ark of God. They carried the Ark of God into the temple. Please open up your Bibles. Read it. Make sure I'm not put the verse up. They carried the ark. Stop for a second. Stop. Did they drag the ark of God?
No.
I'm going to ask one more time. Did they drag the ark?
No.
Matter of fact, let's just go through some sort of cognitive, coherent, logical, sequential way of formative thinking regarding this passage. If that's the secret weapon of Israel, and I am the number one enemy of the Israelites, and I know for certain this is your secret weapon, why not destroy it? Why not open up the lid? Take the Ten Commandments, crush them. Take the rod, boom. Take the manna. No, in the matter of fact, the Bible says they carried. And we know, we can extrapolate with biblical certainty. Not only did they carry the ark, they respected the ark when they were carrying it. Because if they would have disrespected the ark of God, they would have what? They would have died. So even the devil knows. Oh, you're missing it right now. Even hell knows that there is glory that must be respected. I don't know. know if you got that. There's glory in your family. There's glory in your children. There's glory in your life. There's glory in your church. Somebody shout, respect the glory. Tell your neighbor, respect the glory. Even the... Don't let anyone disrespect. If the Philistines and the citizens of Ashdod know better, there are things the enemy does not have access to. The Israelites had a testimony, a reputation. It preceded them. Whoever messed with the ark of God, with the glory of God, would immediately emerge as benefactors of a life insurance policy that would kick in. You wouldn't mess with the glory. Don't let anyone disrespect the glory of God in your life. I'm going to say that one more time. Don't let anyone disrespect the glory of God in your family, in your children, in your house, in your life. Are you with me? Somebody shout, respect the glory. Respect the glory. When you convert your trauma into a testimony and your pain into praise, the glory of God in you and the glory of God shining upon you will be respected. So they placed it, and it's not just any glory. We have the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 3:18 glory. Not the glory that fades away like Moses, he wrote, but our glory is forevermore increasing. Your dream and your nightmare cannot occupy the same space. Complacency and conviction cannot occupy the same space. Truth and lies cannot occupy the same space. Hatred and love, sin and holiness, forgiveness and unforgiveness, belief and doubt, faith and fear cannot occupy the same space. Something has to go. There's a battle going on for your space.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power. What heaven starts, hell cannot stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.